We might on the top of Daf Lam Vav Beis brings down the din the Mishnah that a kosev kon nechasa levnei lacher moisei. If a father gives over, he's makna all of his nechasa to his son, that his son should be zeichen at lacher misa. So that means that right now the son, the kinin haguf went to the son, but he can't take it to lacher misa. But the kinin peris belongs to the father. The father is still able to eat the peris mechayim. So the father has a kinin peris, the son has a kinin haguf. So what's the din that ave neyachalim kav neishin nasal ben? The father can't sell it when he's alive, because it's not fully his, the kinyan guf belongs to the ben. But the son also can't be meichered, because even though he owns a kinyan guf, but right now the father is still eichel peris. He gets the peris, and therefore the son can't sell it as well. So basically both of them are not able to be meichered this karka. And the Gemara says, what's the din if machar ben b'chayav? What if the son went ahead and he did sell b'chayav, u'mesa ben b'chayav, and then the son died b'chayav? So the son sold it when the father's alive, but then the son died, so it never really came lidei kinyan, because the son never ended up getting it because he died. What's the din in such a case? Is the mechira of the ben chal or not? And the Gemara says it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar lekana lekiach. Rabbi Yochanan says the lekiach is not kainer. Rosh Lakish says the lekiach is kainer. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan says the lekiach is not kainer. The mechira is not good mechira because kinin haperis ki kinin haguf dami. The kinin haperis that the father has in the karka has din of kinin haguf. It's mevatel the mechira of the son, and therefore the kinin the mechira is not a good mechira. Rosh Lakish says it is a good mechira because kinin haperis lav ki kinin haguf dami. Kinin haperis does not have a din of kinin haguf. So in other words, we're talking about where the father owns a kinin peris, the son owns a kinin aguf, the son went ahead and sold the karka, then he ended up dying and he never got it. Is that a good mechira or not? So Rosh Lakish says it's a good mechira because the son owns a kinin aguf. The father owns a kinin peris. Kinin peris is lavki kinin aguf. I mean, that's not a real kinin, doesn't have any kinin in the guf, and therefore that won't be mevatel the mechira of the son. Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik, he holds a mechira is batel because kinin peris is kinin aguf, and if you have a kinin peris in something, you have the schus to eat peris, even though you don't own the guf, that's enough to be mevatel his mechira, and therefore the mechira of the ben would not be chal. That's the machlekes that the Gemara brings down. Taisus over here, Dibba Maslik in Paris, asks a Shtaka Kasha from the famous Takanas Usha. We know there's a famous Takan of Usha. Many Takanas were Masukan and Usha, and one of them was that Aisha Shamacha ben Nixon Luk B'chai Baila, Umesa and Baal Maitzim Yad al-Kuchas. So let's say and Isha has Nichsim Milug. Nichsim Milug means that the woman brought certain Nechasim into the marriage and gave it over to her husband, but she didn't fully give it to him. She still retains the Bailas on the Guf, but he is able to be Eichel Peris. He gets the Peris. So she brings in a Karka, and now that Karka still remains hers, but Kozman that they're alive and married, the Baal gets the Peris and the Karka, but Lachar Misa, she gets the Karka back. So let's say you have such Nichsim Milug, where the Isha owns the Kinin Aguf, the Baal owns the Kinin Peris, and she sold it B'chai Baila. So what's the din? So it sounds like from the Gemara that make her adin, the mechira would be a good mechira. Because she owns the guf, it would be a good mechira, and it would be valid. But in Usha, they made a takana that they didn't want this to happen, so they made a takana that if the Isha sold it the chai baila, then she ended up dying, the Baal made some yada lakuchas, the Baal could take it away from the lakuchas, the mechira is batal, and the Baal could take it back. So a special takanas Usha, that the Isha who owns the kinyan guf, while the husband owns the kinyan peris, that mechira is batal, it's not a valid mechira. So in fact, Taisa Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you need this takanas usha? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is the din. Rabbi Yochanan holds, whenever you have a kinyan peris, your kinyan peris is ma'akiv, the other person's kinyan aguf, that he can't be meicher, just like we say over here in our Gemara, that the mechira of the ben is not chal, even though he has a kinyan aguf, because the Baal has a kinyan peris, because the father has kinyan peris. So who are then over there? The Isha has a kinyan aguf. The Baal is eichel peris, he has a kinyan peris. So therefore, the din should be that it's not chal. Why do you need a special takanas usha to be misakin that the mechira, the Isha is not a valid mechira, even without the takana? That is the pasha to din l'firav Yechanan, kinin haperis, kinin haguf dami, that should be mevatel to her mechira. That's the big question the Shanim deal with over here. Why do you need takana susha according to Rav Yechanan? And Ayin Sham and Taisis, he gives a couple terutzim. But the Arsameach has a Yadudik Yisayit, a Gemalik Yisayit, to answer this kasha, and he says like this. This is in Hilchas Ritzeach, Perek Beis Alachat Hesvav. So Arsameach is masber that the kinin haperis that the Baal has in our Gemara by a regular type of kinyan peris, is chalik b'yasayda is fundamentally different from the kinyan peris of the Baal that he has in Nechsim Milug. He says, ba'alma, the normal kinyan peris that a person has means that you don't just have a kinyan peris, but you have some type of kinyan in the guf for the peris. You own a chalik in the karka l'gabi the peris. So l'mashal, if a person sells peris, so you can't buy peris, it's davashal b'la'ilam. The only way it could work is because you own the karka for the peris. You have a certain type of kinyan in the karka l'gabi the peris. You don't own the karka fully, but you own something in the karka l'gabi the peris. That's a kinyan in the guf for the peris. Or if, in our case, in our Gemara, where the father owned the karka, and he sells it to the son, but he's mishayer the peris himself. He leaves back the peris. So what he's doing is, he really had full bailus over the whole karka. He's giving the karka to the son, but he retains bailus in the karka l'gabi the peris. L'gabi the peris, he has epis, a little bit of bailus in the karka, that he still retains bailus in the karka lagabi the peris, that he could still eat the peris. So the normal kinyan peris means that I have some type of kinyan in the karka lagabi the peris, and that's why we say that that kinyan peris that I have could be mevatel your mechira, even though you have the kinyan aguf, because I also have a certain kinyan aguf. I own the guf for the peris, and being that I own the peris, I own the shtamshus, I could stop your mechira from being chal. But Zakhtar Samach, he says, the din that when you bring nixon milogim into marriage, the baal's eichel peris, and that has nothing to do with that. That's not a kinyan peris where the baal owns something in the karka, the isha. The baal never owned the karka, he never bought the karka, he has no shaykhus to this karka. The isha brought it into the marriage. And now, chachamim are misakin, it's nai bezdin, that when isha brings the karka into the marriage, the baal's eichel peris. Zakhtar Samach, that's not a kinyan in the guf for the peris. The baal has absolutely no kinyan in the karka. He doesn't own it whatsoever. It's fully hers, the guf, the peris, everything is hers. Chachamim made a takana that when peris grow, we're now going to be makna to the baal. Every pre that grows, it's a takanas chachamim, they're going to be makna those peris to the baal. That's a takanas chachamim. Takanas chachamim, they can do it. They can do whatever they want. They can be makna peris when they grow. They don't need to make a kinyan in the guf for the peris. This is a takanas chachamim, it's nai bezdin, that every fruit that grows, now we're being makna to the baal is zeichin. So the baal is only zeichin the peris when they grow. When they grow, now the peris belong to him, but he never owned anything in the karka, never had a baal in the karka, the gabi, the peris, being they didn't have any karka in the Bailus and the Karka Legab the Paris, that is not considered a real Kenyan Paris. It's not a Kenyan Legab for the Paris, it's just a schus that he has to get Paris, and when they grow, so in Mela, there's even a Biachin will be made over there, and that means Svara, if the Isha would sell the Karka, that the Baal can't be Mavalta the Mechira, the Kenyan Paris of the Baal is not Mavalta the Mechira, because he doesn't really have a Kenyan Paris, he doesn't own the Karka whatsoever. He has a schus to get the Paris when they grow, that will happen when they grow, but because when they didn't grow, he doesn't have anything in the Karka, and therefore won't be Mavalta the Mechira. It's only in our Gemara where the Kenyan Paris that you have, a normal Kenyan Paris, means that I own the Karka for the Paris, so if I have some Shaykhs of the Karka, plus I own the Paris, I have the ability to mevatel your mechira, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan would hold an argument that the mechira is batel, but in the case of nixon milug, lule, tekana susha, if not for tekana susha, it wouldn't become batel because the baal has no shaykhus at all to the karka, and that's why you need to have tekana susha to be misakin that the baal might see mihara lakuchus.